Hebrews chapter 9. The Mosaic rituals pointed forward to Christ and were fulfilled in him. Now, even the first covenant had regulations for divine service and an earthly sanctuary, for there was a tabernacle prepared. The first section, wherein was the candlestick, the table, and the bread of the presence, which is called the holy place. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies. This had the golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was a golden pot holding the manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And above it were cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat, of which things we cannot now speak in detail. Now, these things having been thus prepared, the priests went in continually into the first tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second, only the high priest went, and he but once a year, and not without taking blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people. The Holy Spirit indicating that the way into the holy place was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle remained, which is symbolic for the present age. According to this system, both gifts and sacrifices were offered, which could not make the worshipper perfect as relates to the conscience, being merely foods, drinks, and various washings, earthly ordinances imposed until a time of reformation. But Christ, having become a high priest of the good things to come through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, nor yet through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered in, once for all, into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling them that have been defiled could sanctify to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And because of this, he is the mediator of a new covenant, that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they that have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where a will is of power, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it. For a will is of force where there has been a death. It does not have power while he that made it lives. Therefore, even the first covenant has not been dedicated without blood. For when every commandment had been spoken by Moses to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and the goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God commanded for you." Moreover, the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry he sprinkled in like manner with the blood. And according to the law, I may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood. And apart from shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. it was necessary, therefore, that the copies of the things in the heavens should be cleansed with these things. But the heavenly things themselves had better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are only copies of the true ones, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the actual presence of God for us. Nor must he offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place year by year with blood not his own, or else he must often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the end of the ages, has he been manifest to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch as it is appointed to men once to die, and after this comes the judgment, so Christ also, having been offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly are waiting for him.